Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 27, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A senior ZANU-PF Politburo member says President Robert Mugabe is the most suitable person to lead both the African Union and SADC as pressure mounts on the AU to give him a pass as chairman of the continental body.
Now that he's assuming the African Union chairpersonship and is also the chairperson of SADC, it says a lot of a man who really does not mind about solving his problems, that is, at home.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says government's takeover of the $1.35 billion Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt will push the country's external debt to almost $7 billion.
Speaker says the bill proposes to liquidate the assumed debt through issuance of treasury bills or any other debt.
And China and the African Union today signed a memorandum of understanding that the Chinese are dubbing the project of the century.
A senior ZANU-PF Politburo member says President Robert Mugabe is the most suitable person to lead both the African Union and SADC at this point in time as pressure mounts on the AU to give him a pass as chairman of the continental body at the summit that is currently underway in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Mr. Mugabe is tipped to chair the African Union even as tensions are rising in his ruling ZANU-PF party, and the country is being described by some think tanks as fast becoming a failing state. Some African non-governmental organizations expressed concern at Mr. Mugabe assuming the role, citing his alleged tainted human rights record. Tension is again escalating in ZANU-PF as political commissar Xavier Kasukuwere tries to restructure the party after the ouster of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her perceived allies.
Party insiders say provinces such as Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, Mashingo, Manicaland and Bulawayo have been torn by infighting. Some economists say as the ruling party focuses on internal disputes, the country's economic challenges are not being addressed. Mr. Mugabe, as chairman of the African Union and SADC, is expected to host top-level ministerial meetings and extraordinary summits that some analysts say might end up straining Harare's resources. Independent political analyst Blessing Vava tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe will focus on his foreign policy, neglecting Zimbabweans.
It's a lot on President Mugabe's table, but as you know that President Mugabe is not very much worried about what is happening in Zimbabwe, you know, for a fact that he's just coming from a holiday that he went while the people of Zimbabwe are facing a lot of economic challenges. And also his party, ZANU-PF, is facing a lot of challenges. So that on its own shows you that this is not a man who's really serious in tackling the issues that are affecting his country. And now that he's assuming the African Union chairpersonship and is also the chairperson of SADC, it says a lot of a man who really does not mind about solving his problems, that is, at home, but is very much worried about globe-trotting, flying away from this country.
Turning to the problems in his ruling ZANU-PF party, the party promised that after its Congress, all will be well. Why is it that political temperatures are still rising?
ZANU-PF is a party that is too many factions. In fact, we're just being told of the Mujuru and the Mnangagwa factions. But what is now at play, it clearly shows that there are many factions in ZANU-PF. The issue of succession is a very serious issue in ZANU-PF. All the factions that are there now, they know for a fact that President Mugabe is now too old, and President Mugabe probably is now every day becoming incapacitated to lead the state.
That was independent political analyst Blessing Vava speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Reacting, former cabinet minister and ZANU-PF Politburo member Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana tells Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe is the most capable person to lead Africa.